Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hello, everyone.
Hey! We're so excited to be here, and I know we're sharing with you, I think, but you're still on Facebook, right, Tracy? I mean, you're sharing them on Facebook?
I am sharing on Facebook. I think you have to click on the link to actually get it to play, so I'm going to try this. It could have some sound interference. My apologies if we do.
So things are just a little bit different this week, but we're still here and we're going. So just follow the links and hopefully you can join us where you can chat. I'm not even sure how this is going to work. So anyway, we can feel you.
We're going to intuit your questions.
I mean, if you're able to chat, please do. And so if you have any questions or anything, but you know, this is kind of where we are anymore.
You know, I think we figured out that we are kind of in the shadow of the Mercury retrograde, so we'll just roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, we do that well.
Yeah. So I do think, and if people haven't done it already, then they're not going to hear me say this. You got to click on the link in order to see the live showing. But let me go back and see if that's popping. Yeah, you have to click the link to get the live show.
Yeah. So if you will do that, then you will be with us live.
But you won't hear us say that because you're not listening if you haven't already done that. Oh, look at this. I have to mute.
Yeah, Mercury retrograde. Okay, so get everybody with us. It's just, I love it when you guys make sure you're sharing where you're from and so we're able to see you, and because I mean, we can feel you, but we love.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Letters from the Pen.
I don't know how to get rid of this.
Okay. This, I don't know.
It happens to me all the time.
Where is this coming from? Is this me?
Show for you guys tonight.
Because I eliminated all the pages. Does it go away when I mute?
In the building, Mr. Melvin Miller.
Let me see if that does it. Okay, I think maybe we took care of it. Maybe. Okay.
Okay. Mercury, activate.
If anybody was wondering what we mean when we all keep talking about Mercury retrograde and all these things, then we were just giving you a wonderful example.
I love to play that card.
Yeah. I mean, actually, Tracy loves being the poster child for all kinds of things. Why don't we blame it on you?
Should just say poster. Poster child. I'm going to erase my name off of here and just put poster child down below, because if there's a subject, I'm going to probably play a part in that. So
right. Anyway, so but like Tracy was saying, you just roll with it, you just go. I mean, but I think this is so funny. I don't know what, you know, I look at everything as a message. And I don't know what was being said there. Maybe we should have paid attention.
I don't know. I was so in my head going, what possible tab could that be? I just cleared everything out.
Yeah, I think it was spinning.
Yeah, I don't know, but my apologies if that was on my end, although it was quite entertaining.
I don't think it was. Anyway, yes, it was entertaining, and we hear the playback, we can find out, we can see what was being said as to what the message was in there, because there was something.
There was something there.
Something that somebody needed to hear.
Okay, we're going to go with that.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, why we're all here tonight. So excited to continue with our level 3 QHHT series. And yes, we have one of our newer level 3 practitioners all the way from Dublin, Ireland. I mean, my gosh, like, this is 1 o'clock in the morning for her.
Yes.
I'm so grateful. So grateful that you've got her eyes open. But you said she's had 3 cups of coffee, and yeah. I think so she's got caffeine running through her veins, and she's been doing gymnastics and you know, all kinds of things there. I saw her earlier doing
raves
in her house, you know. So anyway, so excited to have you. Like Trina Sheeran. Thank you so much.
Trina,
thanks,
welcome.
Tracy. Thanks, Julia. That's lovely. And I certainly qualified, I think, in August. So, like, it's only about a year ago. So, I'm still a newbie.
Yeah,
in Ireland, we are so tiny and so far away from you guys. So, yeah, sometimes I forget myself. You know, somebody said to me the other day, "But you're level 3, right?" And I went, No. Oh, gosh, I am actually. You know, it's very easy to forget.
Yeah, you are.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I said it, because you still consider yourself, you don't even recognize yourself.
Wow. Tina, it's time to know who you are.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
What you didn't know is we're gonna do a game show just like that right now. Know who you are, and we're gonna ask you a lot of questions, and you can identify or not identify.
She's good at this. Yeah, but you don't know what you're dealing with, Tracy. You don't know who Trina is.
I've heard rumors.
Oh no, terrible. No, yeah, they do follow me, all right.
Yeah, I did my prayers before I got on the show.
This is so funny. Before the show, Trace is like, oh, I didn't make a list of questions, you know, for Trina, like I did you. I was like, she'll know them anyway. It's like, it doesn't matter.
And speaking of retrograde, I didn't even think it was retrograde, but on my level 3, everything broke. I mean, everything.
That's a level 3 thing.
That is a level 3 thing.
My USB, the volume went and it came back. Oh, it was just
Then your computer completely went, right?
Two
computers.
Even the one at home. My son in the middle of the night was trying to send me over the recording again. And he goes, it's just broken. It's coming up with a blue screen. I was just like, the radio in the room broke. The TV in the room broke.
That's right.
The
remote everything.
Broke. Every single electronic broke. Everything. Anything I took.
Yeah, I think maybe her energy was a little.
I'm going to blame you, Julia. There.
Yeah.
I think it was your electrical bulls that you just emit that you're knowing about. Yeah.
My TV was fine. My computer was fine.
So maybe what happened? I mean, if we want to find a way to blend this. Julia is your amplifier, so she amplified you, and you blew all your circuits. That's what happened. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, I think I got
I mean, like there was, 2-3 hours. Now this class, this class was in Casablanca, and so they're right there. That gives you something, okay? And it was really interesting. There was all kinds of things happening.
Yeah,
just it was wild. It was beautiful. It was very different. It was definitely an experience. I mean, nothing happened the way we thought it would. That's probably the best way.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
So. It was a strange one, actually. I got really, and I don't think I've ever gotten food poisoning in my entire life. And I got food poisoning in Casablanca from carrot juice. How can you get food poisoning from carrot juice, you know? And so did Kaya as well. And we didn't even eat the same thing, but no one else got food poisoning. And I was
I did eat the same thing as Kaya.
Julia was like saying, so I wonder why you chose that. And I was like, I did not choose to be this sick. I mean, and to be nearly helped onto the plane. I was just like a book again. And then it took me months to kind of resonate and go, crap, I wonder why I chose. Do you know, so it's a whole concept of sometimes we choose to be sick. It's a tough one.
It is, but it all means something. And
maybe I just felt bad for Kaya, and I was just like, oh,
sympathy sick.
I go to be really Irish and be get sick with you, you know, or something. I don't know.
you're that empathic. I'll just do it with you.
Yeah. Well, my empathy, so much compassion. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Well, I didn't want to be in that party. But bless her heart, she came to the class trying to attend the class, and it was like, you go back to your room. She was so sick.
Oh no, it was really, really, really bad. I actually didn't realize how bad I was until I left the room, and then went, oh no, I'm really, really, really bad, you know. But like, it's really funny. It's more the electronics. It was so strange, so bizarre. But I do just think that the high kind of vibe, like, I had a client yesterday and I went through 8 batteries in 90 minutes. 8 brand new batteries.
Wow.
I'm going to have to start adding on €8.50 onto every session, you know. So it's just that's the vibe that QHHT gets, because like I do other kind of sessions, I'm trained in other things, but there's nothing like QHHT. It's so, like, the energy is just out of this world. It really is. Like, light bulbs going, my laptop always breaks. It's my second one this year. Second laptop this year.
What is up with you, girl? You are sharp.
I know. I break everything. I touch my phone, my everything. They just like, so the break inside.
You're just surging the circuits.
Yeah, it's not a good thing, but I don't know.
You don't know that. You don't know that. It could be a very good thing.
It might be
expensive.
Yeah, maybe it's just a matter of shifting it and you will be charging batteries rather than blowing them up and draining them and things like that.
That'd be deadly. I'll be the new kind of solar, you know, the eco-solar.
She's going to be on the next, like, Batman or Spider-Man series.
Yeah, what would her name be? What would it?
I am wearing black. Yes, yeah, Batwoman.
Yeah. What would her name be, Julia? What would you?
Well, she was just saying solar. Maybe it'd be Solar Woman.
Oh. Yeah.
And you know, I'm really, really quite, you know, my background is like science and IT. I'm really quite skeptical and logical and linear. And then the other half of me is like, some people call me crazy. It's like always balancing the two. So I have like a crazy concept. And then I go, yeah, but that's not logical. This is always this argument.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yes, I'm thinking maybe the polarity inside me, the electric.
Let's make that a segue since you brought that up, because that's what we want to talk about is your life journey, how you got here. And so that's what I love to start with, is where you came from, like just what was your life like in our thing? Similar to an interview, but not quite that detailed.
The elevator version of your life.
Yeah, how you got here, because like you just said, you had an IT and science background. So I love it when because this is like a big, people have that kind of background, then you're moving and shifting over to the spiritual world.
My story, I think, is just exactly like an awful lot of my clients' stories and probably like a lot of regular people out there. Like I'm just, you know, regular Joe Smo. But like basically, like I always, always from a little girl was terrified of the dark. I mean, terrified. And it was only after I kind of put a little bit of time and effort into researching it into my late 20s that I realized it was spirit and I could see them and feel them and hear them. It just terrified the crap out of me. Sorry, I'm Irish, trying to not curse you. Absolutely terrified the bejesus out of me. And then I always could see things happening before they happened, just always could, and that terrified the bejesus out of me. So I just completely rebelled against my spiritual side completely, and I went down the whole science route and IT, we're trying to understand everything, I suppose, in a logical way. And the more I went down that route, the sicker and sicker I physically became. And the more successful I got in my career, and I was very successful, the sicker and physically sicker I got, and to the point where my actually kidneys completely stopped working, and they don't even know why. Like they have no explanation, they just stopped working. Probably combination of the fear from a child and whatever else. And it was only after that I went, okay, Jesus, I better stop and figure out what's going on here. So it was actually when I got sick that I started really questioning and looking at why, and coming back to kind of my spiritual self. And then I just think the universe never, they don't go easy on me. They're not just giving me a little tap. They shove me right off the cliff. Yeah? So, but to be honest, I remember profoundly when I was a little girl, really young, staring at a pencil and staring at the TV and going, I'm going to move it with the power of my mind. And everyone just thought I was a freak. Of course they did. Like just out there, you know, growing up in the early 80s, trying to turn on a TV or a pencil with my mind. And I used to go, oh, I'm from there. I'm from there, up in the sky. You know, and again, everyone would just look at me like, Ireland was conservative. It was Catholic, it was conservative. And I was just weird, really, really weird. And I guess, yeah, tried to conform the weirdness. So went down. And I have to say, I do love the signs of things. And even now, I love when like clients, three different clients give me the same information, and then I'm like, okay, I trust it now. Like, you know, I kind of need that evidence, you know. Fortunately, I got my kidney transplant in early 2015, and my husband just suddenly died the same week. So that just absolutely launched me into exactly where I am today. It was just like, it was too much of a shock for it not to mean something. Like, to the same week, I mean, I was waiting 11 years for that transplant, that kidney transplant, 11 years, and he died the same week. So I just went on this mad journey of, okay, why? Has to be meaning in it. There has to be, why then? Why now? Why this? Why that? And at the same time, I started looking at, like, the brain and the mind and metaphysical anatomy and all of it, just all tied into QHHT. So it was actually only about 6-7 weeks after he passed away, after my kidney transplant, that I stumbled onto QHHT. It went, oh my God, yeah, this is totally the stars, you know, metaphysics, healing, logical, hypno, deadly. So it kind of tied in lots of different things. Yeah, and I'm one to get bored very easily. So I try a lot of different things, you know. I mean, I really did. I tried NLP and I tried coaching, psychotherapy, and I tried studying and all these different things. They just didn't feel right. But I stuck with QHHT and I stuck with trance and the mind and mediumship and channeling, because that kind of what resonates with me. So I honestly, every time I even slightly veering off the track, slightly, they just yank me all the way back on again. I know that resonates with a lot of people. Like, literally, I Googled something the other day going, oh, I wouldn't mind doing a master's in neuroscience. And my foot starts spasming like crazy. Okay, so I won't go back to college and do something else. And the spasm stopped. So unfortunately, my higher self thinks it owns my body and it lets me know very, very quickly.
Apparently you listen. You listen to the body. You were
I'm listening. So I spent a lot of time saying, don't communicate with my body. Communicate in a different way, you know. So to be honest, that's why I'm so passionate about what I do. Because I feel like there is something more, and I just like the answers, and it drew me closer to the afterlife, and it drew me closer to spirit. And I mean, my favorite type of sessions, my favorite ones, is when clients come in and they've lost somebody and they're not mediums, they don't channel, they've never even heard what mediumship is, but they're in just deep depths of grief, and they have a session and then they connect, like actually physically, energetically connect with their loved one. They start communicate with them, and they're just, you know, it's just profound healing. So they're my favorite ones, I have to say.
Those are nice. Yeah. Very cool.
So that was my kind of story, shortened in a little box. But
that was very good story. Okay. You got your level one, so you went to that course, that you found that right after, you know, within a few weeks, I guess. Is that what you said, after your husband died?
Seven. Which course, sorry, Julia, because the level one. So I did level one online, which was absolutely fab. Love it. Highly recommend it. And I think it was perfect for level one, because it just gave me all the time I needed. Lots of Dolores. I mean, I am such a freak into hypnosis. I mean, I just get off on it. I just think it's the coolest thing in the world. The power of mind is just deadly. Like, really love it. And then you just got lots and lots of that. I mean, she has so much experience, and it's just, yeah, incredible. So I did my level one online, then I did my level two live with yourself and Suzanne. That was absolutely amazing as well. And then my level three in Casablanca. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you already talked about the level three. I mean, it was really interesting, because those are the kind of things that happened.
Yeah. I had a couple of a gap now between, not so much between level one, two. I think it was a year gap, a good gap now between two and three. Like, I'm just, to be honest, I'm the kind of person, if I do anything, I'm going to want to do it right. And I just, kind of waited until I felt I was ready. But literally, I said to Spirit, do not put me on it. Do not encourage me to go until I'm ready to go. And then literally one day, I was pushed off the chair. And I went, okay. And actually, Dolores, how I was drawn to QHHT in particular is Dolores kept coming on to the screen on YouTube. Like, it was absolutely randomly bizarre. And I thought I was going absolutely crazy, insane. So I was just like, who's this woman? What's she doing? On angels, and there was another thing on ETs and all these. So one time the laptop was powered off and I opened it, no battery in it, no nothing, and it came up, and even my son did a double take, go, what the heck? No, I don't know what's going on. But I googled it, and that's what I specifically chose QHHT. Never look back, you know. It's about good trusting, I suppose, trusting and being guided. Well, in my case, you see, I do like the physical proof.
Right. Physical proof, huh?
Yeah.
Everyone's out there going, okay, push me off my chair. I want to see this.
Right? I would be clairsentient, so I would quite, strongly physically feel them, I suppose. But literally pushed me off my chair and went flying. It's very embarrassing. Very embarrassing. Yeah, the level three was fab, though.
Boom, off the screen she goes.
Yeah.
We would like your spirit team to give us a little example of how that works during the show today.
Going off my chair. I'll ask for something. Well, if anything, they'll probably crackle the screen or blow the screen or something.
Well, they've already played the music. They already messed with us there, so yeah.
It really just crackled like the energy from the team.
You can do the levitating if you want. We'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I love that.
That would be awesome. I
have been asking still to move my pencil, and I did ask them one time, and I just said, why can't I do it? And they said, I'm too undisciplined. They said, I've not disciplined my mind enough to be able to move something.
You know, so, I have dreams like that all the time where I'm like moving objects, and I'll tell people, watch this. And I'll move something, or I'll levitate myself up off the floor, or I'll move a table and do all this in my dreams. And then I wake up and it felt so real that I'm like, how come I can't do that? I want that remote over there and train, and it wouldn't work. So if you get this mastered, I would love to know more about that.
I could levitate money from a bank or a jewelry store, or I don't know, something really cool. It could turn into like an evil bat lady instead of a good bat lady.
Yeah. we but want it is things possible. On the up and up here, Trina.
Like, I think it has to be possible though, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it does. Yeah.
Honestly, it's just amazing. So I always think the proof is in the pudding, and I do like a bit of evidence. I do like a bit of proof. So it's not surprising them in an evidential meeting. It's like, where's the evidence? Come on. Evidence based. I don't want me to tell you an interesting past life that I got from a client past life
for
put up about a year ago. It's really super cool. Yeah. So do you know the way I keep asking for proof? They gave me proof. So it was a kind of regular QHHT session. She went into a beautiful past life. She was a really lovely, well-to-do lady in a very nice manor house. And you're going back, must be about 160 years ago, and was actually in Ireland, which is quite rare. And she fell in love with one of the workers on the land, and it was taboo, and he had given her a beautiful little gold locket and wrapped it in muslin, and had given it to her. Anyway, her parents had found out about the relationship, and they kicked her off to another place, and they kicked him off to wherever, killed him, wherever they did with him. And she snuck the beautiful little gold necklace in the muslin bag, and she put it underneath the floorboards in her bedroom at that time. And after the session, she goes, this house is still there. This house is in my distant family, like her second cousin or second uncle or great uncle. And she goes, honestly, I've been in that house as a little girl. So she went home a few days later. She went into the house, and with the uncle's permission or the cousin's permission, she went upstairs, lifted the floorboard And there was.
Chills.
Was. Isn't that just absolutely amazing? Yeah. So she brought it to an antique shop and they said it's impeccable condition, circa 100 years old. Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely amazing. Isn't it so cool? So yeah, people always ask, where's the proof? Where's the proof? Not necessarily, you don't know if that's proof, but Jesus, it's a bloody good one that stayed with me, you know, for sure.
Yeah. Wow.
Amazing. Now, for me, about, I think when I first started, 9 out of 10 people used to go to a past life. And now, not even 4 out of 10. It's amazing. The place that they're going to in QHHD is incredible. And that's, that, honestly, this is what I love about QHHD. Because, you know, if somebody books in for a past life, amazing. But they're going to get a past life. Do you know, if they book in for current life, they're going to get a current life. Whereas QHHD, it's just like, it's beyond the imagination of where they can go. So the amount, I don't even need to study astrology anymore. Somebody said you're going to study astrology. I have no need to. I have my QHHD clients. They're going to tell me everything I need to know. Now I'm learning all about the different planets and how they breathe and what it's like and what they eat and, you know, where they are. It's amazing. Yeah. Exploration of the stars, for sure. Do you get that, Tracy, as well in your sessions? More and more going to these.
Yeah, it is unusual to get the ones that are just your ordinary lives anymore. They're usually quite extraordinary. So yeah, a lot of galactic travel, for sure.
I tend to
lean towards that, so I think I attract that.
Do you know, I mean, I always would be fascinated. My favorite movie at 10 years old was like Contact, you know, the movie, but then, so I'm surprised I didn't track them before, but maybe I only tracked it what, you know, I could handle at the time, or, you know, what I could understand at the time.
Well, you're probably more accepting of it now. And so then that's where you can attract it and learn more about it. But weren't we just talking about that movie last weekend, Tracy?
Contact? Well, we were talking about a lot of things last weekend that were a little out of this world.
That one came up because I was being reminded of it for some reason.
Contact, is that the one with Jodie Foster?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember that conversation?
Where she gets in that thing and it's like, and they all think like 2 seconds went by and she went through this whole thing. Yeah,
I think, like 30 seconds or 20. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then to her, it was like half a day or
yeah,
hour.
To her, it just dropped all the way through or something, whatever.
To her, she had that whole experience.
It was like a wormhole, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm big into Brian Fox, Professor Brian Fox. I go watch all of his shows, you know, his live shows. Have you heard of him? He's English. He's all about the multiverse and wormholes and black holes.
Check him out.
Unfortunately, I'm just terrible at physics. Terrible. I really struggled in college, in my third level college with physics, barely passed. And I do remember actually in the level 2, Julia, when you were there and you're doing your lovely dance, Suzanne in the back. And
what did that look like?
Yeah, it was. I think it was, the
okay. And we're being Julia. No.
Yeah, get the vibe, you know. Somebody asked about past life, like how do they work or how do the dimensions work? And you drew like a picture, almost like a beehive, I think.
The picture.
Definitely somebody, some guide of some sorts, not mine anyway. They'd know better. It was mine, they'd know better than show me anything like that. And they showed me, like, I can't even begin to describe it. It was definitely something to do with quantum physics and bears and numbers and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, I have no clue what that means. Do you not know me? I failed physics in college.
I had somebody tell me that the picture I draw in level 1, that it was something to do with, I can't remember, it was a specific kind of quantum physics. And they're like, that explains it perfectly. And I'm like, I know nothing about quantum physics. You know, I don't know. It's like, whatever it was, I can't remember what it was now, but I went and looked it up. I still don't know. I mean, I couldn't get it. But what they understood about it, apparently that drawing was it.
Wow.
Yeah. No, look, exactly. Just, and I still remember, I can see the picture in my mind's eye, and sure, it was like nearly 6 years ago, you know, but it's more just can't really understand. Just can't understand it. Sometimes things just wreck my head and I just have to leave it. So it's just like, no, not for now. And actually, to be really honest, after my husband died, I went through this massive, very annoying to anyone who knew me, exploration of the afterlife, where I ate it, I breathed it, I had fewer sleep every night. I must have read about 4 or 5 books every week on the afterlife, everything, past life regression and all of this stuff. And it wrecked my head, the idea of will he meet somebody else in spirit? Will he go on? Will he reincarnate before I get there? What's going to happen? Was he my brother in that life? Was he? So and eventually I just stopped altogether for 3 months. I just said, I'm never having enough past life regression ever again as long as I live, you know, ever. So it can be head-wrecking. Well, it's head-wrecking for me, trying to figure out the linear structure of it.
Yeah, especially when you try to use, yeah, like exactly the linear 3D constructs to that world, you know, you can't do it. And that's what you were doing. You were trying to put your known to this infinite area.
I still try to put my somewhat, and I need to kind of understand it, you know. So maybe I should go back and do physics in college. Maybe that's what they're trying to tell me.
The biggest thing is, I understand about where when people are saying this is quantum physics. I mean, the biggest thing I'm gathering, and what I have been gathering, it's all about the simultaneous time. They are showing that is reality. So what that's telling me is, and what they were just telling me as you were talking about him, is he will be there for you when you get there. I mean, it's just, it is. It's not like he'll be gone because he found something else to do, because he, all the simultaneous time, you know, we have simultaneous experiences. So that experience will be there when you have it.
Exactly, Julia. And like, I'm okay with it now, but eventually I'm okay with it because I just went, I don't care. I'm happy just to have my limited mind, if that makes me happy, and I'll expand my mind for everyone else, you know. But I remember even all the poor mediums at the time who were trying to give me readings, I was like, no, he was not 5'7", he's 5'8". You know, I was so linear in my construct, and now I'll be like, I'll take that.
His hair was on fire. Yeah.
But it is, and it's, my mind has expanded because of the construct. I can honestly say that, honestly. So they have expanded my mind. So every single, and it is QHHT, because even though I love, you know, the Life Between Lives and other stuff I do, it's QHHT that really, every single time is different. There is not a single solitary one that's the same. Not one. They're all completely different. And it gets exciting. And yeah, heard the other day, go, oh gosh, I just can't wait to get started. Jesus, this is interesting, you know. I'm not a big fan of the concept of attachments and demons. I'm just not, it just doesn't resonate with me. And I love that in the session, it's like, no, you're protected and safe. No, absolutely not in this session. And I love that, you know. So I'm just drawn to it in so many ways. I'm really, really passionate about it. In fact, I'm a little bit protective about it as well. which is always a good thing, you know. But yeah, it's really lovely, and I highly recommend anyone thinking of looking at doing modality to do QHHT, because it is a family. It is, isn't it, guys? It's a family. It's a
family. And speaking of family, so as you're talking, and you were talking about your husband, you're talking about mediumship and all of that, I don't know how many others can see the light keeps changing. So I don't know if you have something behind you that would be creating a different color behind you. If so, then that solves the mystery. Otherwise, you have somebody in the room. No, it would be to the left of you.
Definitely people here in the room.
Yeah. And yeah. So if you guys want to watch her wall, that kind of shows you, if you can see that the colors keep changing. And the more you would talk about somebody, the color would come in really dark. And then as you would kind of fade out and go a different direction, it would kind of fade out. So I just wanted to point that out to you. It's on the other side.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Even I can see it.
So I just wanted to point that out to people, because they think they need a superpower to see things, and spirit's right there trying to show us that they're right there. and it keeps coming in as this flux of colors, but it's not happening on the whole screen. It's only happening on the one side, which
they are on that side. They always come in. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm as disciplined as I can. So the right is my guys, the left is loved ones.
Oh, okay. See, I do it different. Mine is right side is the masculine, left side's feminine. Behind me is guides and non-relatives. So that's how mine come in, but that makes sense for you.
You're making a great point. See, there is no...
There's no rules.
No rules.
They just know my rules. They know your rules. Yeah, so
you
set
it up. You make it however you want it to be.
Yeah. See, we like to make this show about everything. So it's like, yeah. I just wanted to point it out to people because it definitely, there is something going on there and there's some energy that's coming in.
Do you know what as well though? Everyone has some kind of activation in a session of QHT. Hand my heart, every single person who has a QHT session, it like opens their third eye, opens their psychic ability. It just does. It's like some unconditional agreement or something of some kind, you know, and without a doubt. So yeah, and then I know some practitioners who weren't always particularly very psychic who are now like really super psychic and channeling and everything. It's cool.
Yeah. It's a powerful method.
Absolutely.
So do you ever, when you're in session, do you ever feel Dolores's energy around you?
I'll be really honest. I've only ever felt her a total of three times. One is with Julia. I know she's super duper protective, you know, with Julia, and she's there working with her. And people who had a session but potentially going to be practitioners. So she's coming in to kind of help them and guide them. So they're the only times I've personally ever connected with her. I've no doubt she's there, you know, I've no doubt she's there helping them in sessions and so forth. But without a doubt, I do think there's a particular team of elders for QHHT and only for QHHT. I do believe that because it's a different unique team that comes in every single time. And I have you know, in the interview, because I'm a hypno freak, I have lots of subliminals in my interviews, and I have it in a certain kind of format as best I can. And so when I start talking about the channeling, and they may come in at this level and this level, and I draw a little diagram that Julia taught us in level two, when I do that, immediately after I go, okay, you're going to go to the bathroom, and then we're going to move up to the session. My little cat is here saying hello. And then so the guides literally at the exact same time every time step in, and even the clients go, oh geez, I can feel something now. You know, so that's that team, like, you know, without a doubt. So they're very busy. You guys are expanding. It's really becoming so well known all over the world. Like, you look at Ireland, and we're quite distant from you guys, and it's really popular here now as well. People are getting to know it and know
everyone. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're doing an online class right now for level two, and we have quite a few people from Ireland in this class. I was really excited about that.
There's something about the Celtic energy at the moment, honestly. It's incredibly strong. It's like really, really strong at the moment. I don't know why. And just lots of people activating and opening up, and yeah, for sure, it's really interesting. So that's great. Go Irish. Yeah, I do love the Celtic energy. It's quite unique. It's weird but unique.
Yeah,
well, you talked about like your favorite sessions, I mean, an idea and everything of that and what happens right there. Are there any sessions that you want to share? Any more sessions that you'd like to share? Because, you know, they're fascinating.
They really are. And because I'm kind of always, everyone I suppose is tuned in a little bit all the time, I tend to forget them quite quickly. They come into my mind, they come out. It's like, that's the cash thing. Hello.
He's a big puppy kitty.
Yeah, and he's a real wild one, so he very rarely come on, but they love the energy. So there's three separate sessions, but all with the exact same message and the exact same wording and stuff like that, and it's really interesting. And they're all within the last 6 months, three completely separate clients, no interaction, they didn't talk to each other. So all of them went to a planet that they described as like a hard black crystal, all three. They described the planet as like one set of view tower, almost like a view tower, but it's the planet where they can see every other planet in the whole solar system, a watching station. The other one said a watching station. The third person described it as a meeting place. So the planet where all people from other planets come, do whatever, and then go. Really interesting, but all three describe it as a rock hard black crystal planet. And then two of the female clients out of the three went on to describe, why are they here? What's their sole purpose? Two of them who'd never heard of Wave Volunteers or read any of Dolores' books said, we're a volunteer. We're here to volunteer. And all three, it was their first incarnation, all three, which I think is really interesting as well. All three came primarily because they said, I just feel lost. I feel like I'm meant to be doing something and I don't know what. And then two of the women out of the three, two women and one man, two of the women have a child each. And they give me permission to share this information, by the way. And the two women said, again, independently, not knowing each other, said that they are here to have a child or children. And those children are going to bring about destiny in the planet, and then their children, the next generation again, are going to bring about hope. So isn't that just so again, my scientific back of mind, all three describe this incredible black crystal solid planet. The meeting place is very interesting, and the male client said that he came to this black crystal planet because it's the center of everything and you can go wherever you want to from there. But he also described it as his planet had unfortunately died and an awful lot of his souls and beings completely gone. And he was saying that there wasn't very many of them left, and now they're on this planet to frog leap to Earth. And they're all just finding it really difficult because they're all scattered around. Wow. But it just was so interesting, this black crystal planet. Still just plays my mind. Yeah. And the wave of destiny people, and then the wave of hope.
Mm-hmm. That makes total sense, though, because there's two things I want to definitely address here. We can go on the children, because in the beginning, mom was getting information that the waves wouldn't have children because they're like, oh, that would get them stuck here and things like that. But then it started shifting. And what I was getting was that especially the second wave, they were starting to have children. It's because who better? They understood the energy. It was really hard on those that didn't understand the energy to bring that new kind of energy in, that big energy. And so it was almost like, what better, who better than to bring the next wave in or the new wave than these that are already here and understanding it. They're perfect for this, and as well as understanding that energy. So that's why they shifted. And there's no karma. There's none of that stuff attached to it. It's just, this is the best way to bring these new lines in. So that makes sense. You know, I mean, that's what I found. And so it's like all those, because they read that in mom's book. Oh my gosh, I have kids. Oh no, I'm going to be.
I did that. Yeah. No, I have kids. I don't fit the mold. Yeah, but then I saw you guys lecture and somebody asked your mom that question. Mm-hmm. And she responded in that way. So.
Yeah. Now the other thing, okay, Tracy, was it you? I mean, when she's talking about this meeting place, I was thinking, oh my gosh. I wonder if that's the place that you went to.
Possibly, yeah. On my own little journey, I took off through a portal and ended up in a space station or a meeting place where all the galactic councils would come. And it was very brief, and then I was back in my body, but I know that something's coming for all of us. And it's something big, and that's all I know. It's like, sorry guys, they didn't give me the details.
And that was the thing,
something big is going to happen,
and you were like in the you were observing it. And so it's like, it sounds like a meeting place. When you call this a meeting place, it's like, oh my gosh, I wonder if it's the same thing.
Really, yeah. All three said meeting place, observatory, you know, place where they all come and meet. And it's just so interesting. It's rock hard, it's cold to the touch, you know, black crystal. It's such a unique thing for them
to all remember that.
Yeah.
And the other part, though, as you said, that the remaining of them, they end up here on Earth, right? They're reincarnated into the human form, right? Or did they come in there? Were they already in human form and end up?
So it's quite interesting. One said that they basically are shapeshifters, and he described kind of like a previous life, but he said it's not really a life because he shapeshifted and they don't feel the emotions as much. And then he said, and this is his first physical bodily incarnation, and he needed to be able to feel the emotions and understand emotions, and he couldn't do that without having a physical body. So I thought that was quite interesting. The other two, one said the consciousness comes in and out of the physical body, so it's shared.
Interesting. I could add to that.
Yeah, and the other one was really, really interesting, because she went into what she describes as like in the middle of an eyeball, and
that makes sense.
That was a really off the wall, really cool, really, really cool session. And she goes, basically, for every question I ask the higher self or the subconscious in that question, they ask me back a question. So they were really challenging. So why would you choose an eyeball? Why wouldn't we choose an eyeball? So tell me more about choosing an eyeball. You tell me more about what you want to tell you about choosing an eyeball. So they were, I don't even think it was the higher self. It was probably some beings, you know,
sarcastic.
The right question. Oh, yeah, I said to them, is it lonely on the planet? What's that? The planet? No, he said lonely. What's lonely? Oh, it's an emotion. What's an emotion? So you're like, yeah, fair enough. Okay, human thing. Yeah. So yeah.
It is kind of an eye-opener that's not experienced everywhere, the emotion piece. And a lot of the volunteers, from my understanding, are here to make a bridge for those who don't understand the emotion so that they can better help us, because they need to understand why we do what we do, because we have that emotional backing to it. And they're all logical, you know, and they're like, so it gives that bridge to give them the information of the experience. What is emotion? How do you experience that? Oh, okay. So then let's change the way we help to respond to that. But
that is wild. I'm being reminded of a session that I did just not too long ago, and it was using the bridge term.
Yeah. There's a lot of, I get a lot of bridges in mine. There's a lot of bridges.
Energetic bridges, portals.
Yeah. Like they're in the human form, and then their contract with the Galactic Council that they're working with is to be that bridge of what is it like to be in that human experience, because life on other planets and other vibrations is so different.
Yeah, there's so many others that can't be here. So it's like they're acting as representative and they're bridging back to the others. And it's almost like an experiment to have those, whatever they're experiencing, so whatever they're going through, it's being fed back to that other place so that they can have it.
Think of your guardian angels. If your guardian angels have the inside scoop, because they, you know, they take everything so logically. They're like, yep, okay, that happened. Not good, bad, or, you know, whatever. It just happened. Well, and then you get this bridge that comes back and forth and says, okay, this is how they're experiencing that. They explain it to them. They show it to them. They help them experience it, whatever it is. Now they have more information. So when they're being the guardian angel, now they have more information of how to move somebody through that situation versus being very logical about it, because now they have the emotion understanding.
Right.
And I saw a lot of that going on, but I do want to kind of bounce back to the whole in and out of the body thing. And I've had one that was kind of like the Avatar movie, where he goes into that little incubator, they shut down the little door, and then his consciousness goes into the Avatar, right? And his other body is being monitored and stuff in the little cube, in the little cocoon. And I had a gal do that. She went into this really cool lifetime where she lived in a castle, and she was blah blah blah, long story, and it was, she had a good life, but it wasn't anything extraordinary, you know. And I was just waiting for this juicy piece to come in, and it just was like, okay, well, what are you doing now? Oh, we're going to the market. Oh, we're doing, you know, we're go-. And it's like, it never really got exciting. But then all of a sudden, then she passes. And what happens after you leave the body? And she goes, oh, I'm on a ship. I'm like, whoa, okay, now we're going somewhere. So she was an avatar, or she, her soul was in that body as an avatar, and her other body was up on the ship. And she said, it feels like only a few, maybe an hour or two have gone by. So she was experiencing time differently. So she was actually in a lifetime on this ship, and she went into one of those, she went into whatever device that transferred her consciousness into the body in the human form. She had that whole life experience, returned back to the ship. And she said, she goes, nobody's looking at me like I've been gone for 90 years. They're looking at me like I went on a lunch break, you know? And so she had only experienced maybe a couple hours in that space, in that other lifetime, that she returned to that body. And then she went, and she went to her little space, took time out, and then she was going to go debrief and tell them what that lifetime was like. And it kind of sounded like a life review. And I was just like, what? So when you're saying they're in and out of the body, I'm kind of curious about, what do you mean by that? Because I think that there's some of that that goes on here.
I think, well, that funnily enough, the shapeshifter described nearly identical to that. You know, what happens next? Oh, I'm on a ship. Oh, like, I've just gone on the ship now. And it was just such a weird, you know, transition. Someone else described it recently. They said, it's like a mirror, and they just come through the mirror into the scene, into the body that they want, and then back through the mirror, you know, an energetic mirror, I suppose. Oh. And I said, oh, is this easy to do? And they said, it's just the thought, and you're there. All your energy goes in, all your energy comes out. And just kind of intuitively, what came to me at the time is, if we have multiple kind of higher selves, or multiple aspects of ourselves, or multiple, you know, living multiple lives, I think they come in, the same soul comes in and swaps with another part of their soul for an experience. And
Here's a question for both of you, because Dolores talks about the background people. Do you think the background people could be a portal for these souls that go in and out, and they can come in and experience through that?
Well, possibly.
I've actually had this experience. I mean, I know exactly. I've been on the ship. I've been in that. I'm actually there now. And that is my experience. Yeah. And it's given me that as a drawing, and I've drawn it in a few places. I don't do it in all the classes, but it explains simultaneous time. And it's where all these things are happening. It's this, and they kept calling it my core. This is my core.
Oh.
It would feed down to these different experiences. So, and it was like, these are just like life events, different experiences that this core, soul, higher, whatever you want to call it. And then when they would have those experiences, then it would feed back to that being. And then that would feed on to something else, you know, whatever there, and it would feed on. But it was just, so I don't know. The backdrop people,
they're just back.
I'm not getting it. It doesn't feel like it's part of that at all.
Okay. Yeah. Just curious if they were like,
I think they evolve in spirit as we evolve. Sorry, there's a little lag for anyone listening. I don't mean to interrupt the little lag. They've evolved in spirit. They've evolved in the afterlife. They've come up with new technology. We've come up with new technology. So an older way of doing things isn't necessarily how they do things now. And, you know, reports all over the world of EVP and them getting texts from their loved ones to their guides and actual text. And so I just think, it's hard to keep up with them, really. It's just changing so much. But the mirror instant it was interesting how she described it, because she came from, I think, somewhere in the afterlife into the body, baby's body, back into an 8-year-old. And I think it was her, felt like the same energy and described it the same. It was interesting in its aspects of herself and multiple living, multiple experiences. Maybe this is how they do it. Maybe. Again,
so much we don't know yet.
And that's what's so wonderful about these sessions, is because we're discovering more and more all the time. Can you imagine? I mean,
we just keep evolving.
Yeah, I mean, we're just barely getting at the tip of the iceberg, and we are, you know, and this is already so much material, and it's just the tip, the tip of the tip. And so, can you imagine what else is coming as we learn more and more?
Yeah.
That's it. And I think we're open to receiving more, we'll get more, both the practitioner and the client. The more they're open, the more experiences they're getting. And I do think, because everyone's, I don't know if it's the same in America, guys, but in Ireland, definitely we're growing more spiritually and becoming more aware and more accepting. And the younger generation, oh, they put us to shame because they're just, yeah, of course, why couldn't I? You know, why shouldn't they do that? And my guide is telling me it's not time for bed. That's what I get here. Don't know if you get that, Tracy, too.
Okay, my kids haven't pulled that one, but that's awesome. My guides aren't telling me it's time for bed yet.
I know, it's like, well, your mom is telling you. You've always told me to listen to my guides.
Maybe you should go lay down, close your eyes, and let them astro travel with you.
Oh, wow. That's a good
one. Go have an out of body experience, baby. Go on.
I love how your cat's just sitting right there. Yeah,
right. It's like, I want to be part of this good juicy energy.
Well, he's on the guide
energy. Yeah, the dog and the cat and the two cats actually. They're not normally this affectionate.
Yeah, it's Julia knows mine sits behind me.
Oh, is that like a dog? It's tiny.
Mine's laying down sleeping, and we will.
Should we call him?
No, we will not.
I won't wake mine up. He'll be going crazy. They do not like the cats and the dogs in my house do not intermix, no matter what. Julie would advise, I don't know. What would you say about the cats and the dogs not playing nice in my house?
I've got the same situation, so I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. They're getting better. But they're
all reincarnated from, yeah, this is their karma.
Together until you figure it out.
this one for sure is quite different. He's definitely incarnated, I'm sure. I've known him for, I had to convince my husband to get him now. He's like, no more animals.
Well, before we run out of time or anything, can you please tell everybody how they can reach you, and then we'll continue, but I want to make sure we get that in. How can people find you if they want to?
I have a brand new website coming because I'm very indecisive. So it's just Trina Sheeran, keeping it nice and simple. And do you know how long it took me to come up with that name?
Oh my gosh.
Years.
Years.
Six amazing. Different names, and then eventually it went really boring in old school. So Trina Sheeran, and on Facebook's just Trina Sheeran public page. And I'm trying to get as much, I'm trying to create this thing. Well, no, not trying. I am creating this thing, and everyone else is creating a thing that I like to call the ripple effect. So I'm trying, doing as best I can to just make one little pebble of a difference, and then that person make a pebble, and then they make a pebble, and almost concept.
You're making a boulder of a difference, so we'll give you that.
Exactly.
I want to do one more link that you forgot, and that's qhhtofficial.com. Go find Trina there. She's going to be a level 3 practitioner under Find a Practitioner, and you can search her by name or by Dublin, Ireland.
So. Thank you, guys. And sincerely, anyone who knows me knows I'm just unfortunately overly blunt. And as Julie knows me, I know, yeah. But honestly, QHHT changed my life, without a doubt, changed my life. And it is something that you will not get bored with as a practitioner. It goes on and on and on. It's so interesting. And as the world is changing, as spirit world is changing, the universe is changing, so too are the sessions changing. And it's just nice to be on the driver's seat or passenger seat and watch where it's going, first-hand information, right? And what I really love about QHHT is it is a family. It really is. Like, everyone is there for each other. It's so helpful, so nice. I call myself the bee of the level 3s because I'm just so tough, you know. But everyone else, oh my God, so lovely. Yeah. Highly recommend it.
I agree. And so, Julia, how would they find their way to becoming a practitioner? Thanks for that segue, Tina.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's, you know, you would go to the website that Tracy just mentioned, qhhtofficial.com. It's that simple. And then we have on there, actually on the homepage, we have links to the course information, to the level 1 course. Or if you just want to travel your way through, you can go through the menu to course information.
Yeah.
Many places on the site to guide you into how to get there.
And then what about this little bugger?
What about that little bugger?
You know, I saw you again and forgot to bring this to have you sign it, by the way. Let's just have that conversation right here, right now. I got home and went.
And happy birthday, Tracy, for the world to see.
Yeah, that was a fun adventure.
It was. That was interesting. Because Trina, you've been traveling. Well, and so has Tracy. You guys have been traveling through all this, but I just stopped. Yeah. So when everything happened, I just stopped. And so I hadn't traveled in almost a year. And it was just really strange to kind of move the gears again.
To meet people. Yeah. We're in complete lockdown in Ireland, so it sucks, really sucks. And I was watching all the party festivities, that's the third of coffee kicking in there. And I was actually got a bit envious. I was just like, somewhere, let's say for a way. Yeah, no, it looked amazing actually to get out. And just speaking of the book, actually, the course is incredible as well, because you have the course now online, Julie, don't you? Yeah. The Silsby course. And it's such a lovely addition to go with the QHHT, you know, or it's a complete separate modality, I have to say. Mm-hmm. But it's really lovely. Yeah, it ties in really nice.
Yeah, it definitely it complements QHHT, it helps you with your practice. It's also standalone. I mean, yeah, you don't have to.
If you are a practitioner, though, and I'm sure Trina, you'll agree with me, this is a must-have.
Absolutely.
I mean, 100%. You're going to navigate through so much as a practitioner. The healing starts as soon as your mouth opens and you start that conversation, and you're, you know, somebody's starting to say, "Oh yeah, I'm in here because I have an ache or a pain or this or that," and you hit home with me with the kidneys. So.
I
get it.
Exactly. I was sitting in front of somebody in the lovely interview, and just in my mind's eye, I could see something with their left knee, and he's like going, yeah, a little bit in the eye, a little bit. And I was going, left knee? No. Left knee? I heard nothing with the left knee. Oh, yeah, actually, I have 10 pins in my knee. I broke it, you know, a year ago. And I might have just surgery. But yeah, so you have a problem with the left knee. Silsby, let's see about the knee.
Beautiful really book.
What was going on in that time when you started?
And questions begin.
But thank you guys, such a pleasure to reach into you and connect with you, and really value your time and your Friday evening must be packed, you know, spending your Friday evening.
We're spending it with Rockstar, who stayed up until what day is it there? You're on Saturday.
It's technically Saturday here.
Yeah.
I have the whole weekend off, so fab.
Well, you get some sleeping in. Well, I'd say tomorrow, but today.
I'm buzzing now. I'll be up all night. That's the three cups of coffee. So funny.
Before we leave, I'd like have a parting message, you know, so if I feel like you have something that you could impart on everybody out there, some kind of a message.
Impart, and that's not on the spot at all, Julia. No, I do. For everyone, or for you guys.
It's just whatever comes to mind. It's just if there's something that you would like to leave with.
I was sitting earlier, actually, and I was thinking about the COVID and the lockdown. If you're like me, you're just so sick of it. And people are, I just feel they handled the beginning really well. And now it's just getting to that age where it's like, why and what are we doing? And I just got this overwhelming sense of love from spirit and guides and on everyone's lovely team. And it was a really strong sense of, you know, actually we're in a better place now than we were a year ago, 2 years ago. People are becoming more aware, and they're opening up, and they're activating that there is something more. People are connecting in, communities are connecting in, and the whole world is connecting in. I mean, you know, look at us on Zoom and everyone reaching in on Zoom. And I just really want to, as best I can, tell to people, or pass on the message, should I say, to people, that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and it's going to be a really amazing place. All of us, the entire world together, are going to be or could be closer than we've ever been before. So just, you know, sometimes the most beautiful flowers and the most beautiful things on earth, you have to put in the work. And this is where we're going. So don't give up. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. There is light, and it's going to be worth it. We've all chosen to incarnate at this time to experience this. We really have. And I'm a big believer that no matter what we're working on, we are here to be happy, to have a really good existence, to be healthy, to be well, to enjoy this wonderful planet. And so just if I can say anything to everyone, it's you do whatever you need to do to be happy. Make those life decisions in order to put yourself on the right track. Not about getting up working every day, but getting up working whatever you're passionate with, whatever fills your soul. And just connect in with everyone, connect in around the world, and just share that love. Yeah, there you go.
Can I ask if you're connected to Saint Germain? Trina?
I'm sorry, I lost you a little bit, Tracy.
Oh, I was asking, are you connected to Saint Germain?
Am I connected? I'd know of it, but I'm not sure. Yeah, I know.
This is really a sign that something's going on. You have the violet light or the purple light. The whole time you were talking about that, your whole aura just went purple. And so I was just wondering if that was a connection to Saint Germain or just the energy you were pulling in at the time. But it was beautiful.
And now you got like, it's really embarrassing in all my YouTubes. Whenever I'm kind of channeling or connecting in, just, you know, I go itch like crazy. Mm-hmm. My face itches like.
Oh, we understand.
Oh yeah. Yeah. This is an ongoing, everybody, our audience completely understands, because we're always teasing each other about our nose itching constantly.
In our ears. We either do the ear or the nose.
Everything goes wild.
It was described, because I'm a brain junkie, so it was described to me by this incredible teacher, Inspire. She's 82, that it was like, when they come in and blend through the subconscious, they touch the nervous system, and it's like cobwebs. It's a neurological response, cobwebs. But it literally feels like you've walked into cobwebs, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Totally.
I swear we haven't been naughty, keeping me up. It was just coffee, nothing else. I promise. QHHT is a natural high. I don't need anything else.
So yeah. I'm like, hey, look who's out there, Julia.
He's still calm.
Can I just say to everyone, because I'm just getting an iron, and as I'm getting, I want to say it because my mind is like a sieve sometimes. Do you know the energy that's out there at the moment is like absolutely shockingly amazing. They are giving us this energy. So all the energy and power that they have in spirit, they're giving us more at the moment. They're sharing. And people are going to ask, well, how do I access it? I want it. Really simple. Ask for it. Just set aside a little bit of silence. Very short meditation. Just ask them to give it to you. You will feel it in the body. You'll feel the energy coming down. But it is there for everyone to take, for their health, for their well-being, for that kind of get up and go, for the energy. It's there. They're promising you.
Fantastic.
Very nice. That's a great way to win.
Glad talk.
Yeah. We're going to end this on a promise. Okay.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay. Not my promise. Don't come back to me. Their promise.
No, but you're related.
Thanks, guys.
And so that's, yeah, it's not on you. It's on them. You're just relaying the information.
Yeah. Thank you're you. Just the messenger. Mm-hmm. We got you.
Anyway, thank you so much. That was beautiful, beautiful information and message to leave on. We love you, and
thank you, Julia. Thanks, Tracy. Such a
thank
pleasure.
thank you Trina. It was good to actually get to have a conversation like this instead of like this, right? So
yeah, right. Absolutely. It's something happens to me when I type. Kind of my IT logical mind takes over. When I'm talking, my kind of more spiritual side takes over. But it is interesting, isn't it, to have the two dynamics?
Yeah.
Be like Jekyll and Hyde. Imagine if I was to dictate half a letter and then write the other.
It's maybe
it's two personalities.
Blending, yes. Well, Julia, thank you once again for having the show and having us on. And
yeah. Thank you, Tracy, for continuing to make it happen. And I love you. And, you know, this would not be without you.
Oh, so. Well, thank you. I know that we have, we're going to have more level threes coming on about one a month as we continue forward. We got the big bulk of everybody in, and now we're kind of bringing in the newer versions, and it's exciting to get to meet everybody. So we hope everyone keeps coming back and watching these shows with us. And we also have John and Suzanne as guests coming up, I believe, in February. So we will have some good shows coming up. And for those ones in between, I'm sure I'll have some questions for Julia lined up.
Sure you will. We'll have something entertaining.
We'll find something entertaining. So, all right, everybody. Thank you for being here. We love you guys. Thank you for following us. And hopefully everybody was able to find the live version of us tonight. So appreciate you. See you next week.
We love you. Yes. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.